just coming up to 1:30. I've learnt a lot today, not least I've come across another sort of clinical affliction which I'd never heard of, which is incredible because it's another terrible thing. It's ataxia, a term for a group of disorders that affect how people can walk, talk, and even swallow food. It's International Ataxia Day today, and we've got Dom Jolly on to talk about it, an ambassador for Ataxia UK. Dom, I know you quite well. I didn't know you had an interest in this area.
Sadly, I do, Adrian. A really, really good friend of mine's son has Friedreich's ataxia, which is, you know, a specific type of ataxia, an incredibly serious disease, you know, life-changing, a shortening of life. I mean, really, really difficult. And there's no known cure at the moment. So one of the things we're really, really trying to do, there is a treatment called, and I'm going to be a bit like Donald Trump here trying to pronounce it, but omaveloxolone, known as OMAV, which is really showing benefit for people. But at the moment, it's not available here in England, or in the UK. So that's one of the things we're trying to raise awareness of. But ataxia in itself is, you know, it's not massively well known. And when you've got a disease called Friedreich's ataxia that most people can't even spell, it's really difficult to raise awareness for it.
And what is the incidence of ataxia in the UK? I've got a figure of around 1,000 people.
No, there are over 10,000 people in the UK diagnosed with ataxia, but many remain undiagnosed and lack access to specialist care. You know, and it's life-limiting, there's no cure, and it's very, very underfunded. Public awareness is low, hence this is why I'm talking to you at the moment. But, yeah, it's a really awful thing.
And when does it tend to present? At what age?
Again, I'm not a specialist in this, Adrian, but my friend's son who had Friedreich's ataxia, as far as I understand, they've got it just because, unbelievably, the two parents have to carry the same gene or the same, you know, thing that the carrier. And by chance, they did. And they have a daughter and a son. And the daughter, thankfully, doesn't have it, but the son had it. And they first sort of diagnosed it, I think, when he was about 14. But, you know, you start to slightly get a bit, people sort of think people are being clumsy and not very spatially aware. And it degenerates, basically.
And what is your plea for more people to be aware?
Well, I mean, I'd like more people to be aware of ataxia overall. But the main thing is really this, there is this exciting new treatment, which I think came from the States, omaveloxolone, known as OMAV. It's been approved in the US, parts of Europe, but it remains unavailable to us in the UK due to regulatory barriers. And so Ataxia UK is campaigning for faster approval and access to OMAV, you know, working with clinicians, researchers, etc., to challenge the delay.
Okay, thanks very much for that, Dom. I mean, just before you go, we were trying to get hold of you yesterday because we were doing a thing about getting people to say what they loved about Britain. I mean, because we can talk about broken Britain on every subsequent day, but just what they love about Britain. So I've got Ellis and John on because I knew they were on tour, and I know you're on tour as well, and there's this 25th anniversary tour, I think Glasgow next week, then down to London. So you've got about a bit, and I just wondered what, if I asked you for one thing you love about Britain, what would it be?
Well, I mean, you're right. It's difficult at the moment to love broken Britain. But actually, when I do go on tour, and I'm about to in October, so it's kind of one of those nice things about touring, is you suddenly find somewhere you've never been to before or find an area you haven't, and you suddenly think, oh, it's not all bad. And I'll tell you the thing I love the most. I think more and more Britain's high streets tend to be chains and exactly the same, and they're very kind of identikit.
Yeah.
And when you come across somewhere that's just, oh, you know, it's got some individual shops and non-chain shops that's got like non-chain restaurants, that is a brilliant thing. And you know, I often do, you suddenly come to somewhere and you wander in and you think, oh, this is different, this isn't the same shops. And I love stuff like that, so it's all that kind of stuff that's amazing.
Great, Dom, thank you very much. We hear you on Ataxia, on International Ataxia